I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Jalen, Jakob Poeltl is at the line. What happens next?
What happened was, at least it didn't miss the floor.
Balls.
It didn't miss the floor. Let's start the show.
He is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they
Thank you for joining us on this opening day. We have a lot to discuss. Jalen Rose was in attendance at an NBA game, and he's got some details from the sidelines on that. And I'm going to tell you who the only sure thing in the NFL draft is. But we start with the Los Angeles Lakers taking another L in the absence of LeBron James and Anthony Davis. They did debut Drummond, but he got hurt. Jalen, I'm concerned about the Lakers. What are the chances that the Lakers could actually be headed for a play-in game just to get into the playoffs?
The chances are a lot better than a LeBron lover like yourself and Laker fans would have predicted at the beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. However, injuries happen. And these are the Lakers that had a very short offseason. LeBron James has been excellent this year up until this period of time of keeping himself healthy and only missed one game going into All-Star break. But then after All-Star break, a freak injury has caused him to be out a prolonged period of time. The thing that's catching up with them is no one really anticipated Anthony Davis to miss this much time. It taxed LeBron, it taxed the team, and now with both of those guys out, yeah, you bring in Drummond, but you don't bring him in to be the best or the second best player. You bring him in to play a role. You bring him in to catch lobs and
rebound.
Be a distributor from the five spot and to be a rim runner. You're not bringing him in to replace Anthony Davis. But if the Lakers are healthy, I'm not picking a team to beat them in a seven-game series. But here's what I'll say to anybody who just dismisses seeds. Here's what I want to say to you if you want to dismiss seeds. You can overlook the Jazz and the Suns and the Clippers and the Mavs. But here's the problems when you dismiss seeds. Portland has Dame. Mm-hmm. The Pelicans have Zion. Memphis mm-hmm. is going to get Jaren Jackson back to go with Ja. And the Mavs have Luka. Which means great players have a chance to do special things and upset anything you see in the standings. Stay tuned.
That's right. The Lakers do not want to be in a one-game tournament-style survive-and-advance type of situation, and they could be headed that way. But before we move on, I want to point out something about the winning team in this game, the Bucks. Drew Holiday is back. Drew Holiday last night had a season-high 28 points, 8 boards, 6 assists, 4 steals. Drew Holiday is the Drew Holiday that they gave away all those assets and players to bring in. I think that this is the Drew Holiday they wanted. This is what they upgraded they needed from Bledsoe. In the last couple games, he has truly shown it. He really, really played well last night, and that is the worst. There's nothing worse than stealing the inbound pass and then getting a bucket on you. Big shout to Drew Holiday, who is the key for the Bucks that they need. Now, I mentioned you went to a game just to see what's happening on the floor, to get the sounds and the sights and the smells of being in an NBA game, something that we all miss so much. And that was the game between your Detroit Pistons, and of course they lost because they're the Pistons, but they lost to the Blazers. What did you see from the Blazers, who are one of those teams trying to leapfrog the Lakers in the standings?
I put on for my hometown and my city. Let me know the next time somebody sent front row at a Michigan tournament game and then at a Pistons game back-to-back nights. Here's the thing that stood out to me. Dame Dollar has scored 30 points more than any player in the NBA. Mm. Nurkic has returned. He's on a minutes restriction. CJ McCollum has also returned. They added Norman Powell, who's going to be a great pickup. His speed, his defense, and his ability to fit in with them is going to be big. Melo now coming off the bench, still getting buckets. Jones still playing defense. And you know what I was thinking?
What are you thinking, Mr. Rose?
Dame going to have a legitimate shot at winning MVP.
Yes, he is. Yes, he
That's
is.
That's what I was thinking. As we start talking about and we start sorting through these candidates, the Blazers are getting healthy. And as that happens, Dame Dollar continues to be outstanding like he has been the entire basketball year.
And one thing about the Blazers is CJ McCollum came back from injury, but he spent no time. He wasn't on a minutes restriction like Nurkic. He didn't have to work himself back into shape. He's just back to the CJ McCollum that he was before the injury. There was a much improved CJ McCollum than anything we've seen before from him. And you mentioned Dame as the MVP, and I want to look at those Western Conference standings again, because that's going to play a role in who wins the MVP. And you look at those Blazers, they're trying to climb up, and those Lakers as they fall. And look at the team behind the Mavericks. That's the play-in spot. I mean, behind the Blazers, the Mavericks. That's the play-in spot. The Mavericks played last night, and they've been pretty hot lately. And no one has been hotter than the leader of that team, Luka Doncic. Luka Doncic put on a display yesterday, Mr. Rose. What do you think about Luka and his case for MVP?
Jacoby, I don't see him as a MVP front runner this season. Porzingis been in and out of the lineup, and based on how they sit in the standings. However, when you do, you got to worry about guys like Luka, as I just mentioned, Jacoby. His efficiency was outstanding. And Porzingis continues to put together a couple of good games.
He has.
And when you have a great player like Luka, and all of a sudden, a guy that's really struggled from three, who all of a sudden is now improving, shooting from that range, and he loves that left-handed bounce before he goes into three. This is why you don't want to be the lower part of the West. Because guys like this have a chance to eliminate you, even if you're the favorite.
Absolutely. If you look at those Western Conference standings one more time, it's really interesting what's happening between basically 4 and 10. Because there's a lot of movement that's going to happen. There's going to be a lot of jockeying for position. And also at 1 and 2 and 3, you don't want to see the Lakers in the first round. No one wants to see the Lakers in the first round, especially if LeBron and AD are healthy. That is something to keep an eye on. But something to keep an eye on in the more immediate future is the NFL draft. And we've seen all these pro days. And what's everybody talking about? Oh, Zach Wilson threw this, and Justin Fields looked like that, and Trevor Lawrence is going to the Jags. But there's one player in this draft that I believe is a sure thing. You never know with quarterbacks. Remember what everyone's saying about Sam Darnold when he came out and Baker Mayfield when he came out? There's one person in this draft that is a sure thing, and that is tight end from the Florida Gators, Kyle Pitts. He had his pro day yesterday, and he showed out. Absolutely showed out. 4.45 40-yard dash. Vertical. Crazy. Just lifted 225 a million times in a row. But it's not what he does in the weight room. It is what he does on the field. Last year, this tight end had 43 catches, 770 yards, 12 touchdowns. Didn't even play the whole season. Again, that's a great season for a tight end. He didn't play. He played about 7.5 games. And then Mr. Rose, when we talk about the best tight ends in the NFL, whose names come up? Of course, it's Kelce. And of course, it's Kittle.
Check.
And Waller.
Check.
Pitts is Check. Joining that group. And he's not a tight end. He's not a big hulking blocking tight end like those guys. But he's a receiver you can split out in the slot. You can stretch him out wide. He can go up over DBs. No linebackers can cover him. He is an absolute problem. So if you're the Falcons, are you going to pass on him? If you're the Bengals, are you going to pass on him? And don't let him fall to the Dolphins. This is the only sure thing in the draft, outside of Sewell probably, because he's nasty. But in my mind, in terms of offensive skill position weapons, Kyle Pitts is the only sure thing in this draft. And if you're a general manager of the Falcons or the Bengals and you do not pick him, you messed up. He should go to the Falcons. He should be the first non-quarterback chosen in this draft. And Jalen, I know what you're thinking. There's no chance he falls to the Lions. I'm sorry, buddy. There's no chance he falls to the Lions. There's no chance.
Falcons, Bengals. I have one sound for a prospect like that. Are you kidding me, dog? What you described as a perfect Detroit Lion. I can see him right now driving down the Lodge Freeway, getting off at Grand River, going to the stadium, Ford Field. We got you, big fella. We got you. Detroit Lions, that's our tight end. Jared Goff, that's his new weapon right there.
That would be the greatest thing to happen to the Lions organization, because Kyle Pitts is going to be a superstar in the NFL. I promise you. And do you know what? It is time for soft move or boss move. Jalen, a lot of people accuse you of having a fake hairline or fake hair, but that is all natural. However,
this is all
Young
my
Jock,
grass.
Atlanta's own Young Maybe Jock, it's going down.
It's going
well,
down.
He made some appearances with a full-on fake beard. He went from no facial hair to that in the barber's chair. Soft move or boss move, the fake beard.
Any enhancements are boss moves. Do you think when you see somebody on the red carpet or at the Emmys or Grammys or Golden Globes or at a special event or at a sporting event that they didn't get glam done first? They didn't do their hair. They didn't do their makeup. They didn't do their nails. They didn't try to have somebody help them with their fashion. Deion Sanders did it with his hair. Brian Urlacher did it with his hair. I ain't mad at Young Jock. I ain't mad at him at all.
I'll say boss move, but you know why I call it a boss move? Because he owns it. He wasn't trying to pass it off as his beard. He posted the fact that he went from looking like me to having a full beard in the barber's chair. Big shout out to Young Jock. Jalen Rose, it is opening day. And of course, we're going to celebrate baseball, but no baseball player is celebrating more than that man, Francisco Lindor, who just signed a contract so big, you won't believe the numbers.
I might
get my
hair that
color. Stay
tuned
to find out what they are right after this.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17 in the Seaport District of Manhattan. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, it is now time where we make the mistake of letting you decide what we discuss. It is keep
tang,
it moving.
Tang.
If you want to discuss a topic, say hit the brakes. And first up is a huge new contract right before opening day in Major League Baseball. Francisco Lindor agreed to a 10-year, $341 million contract. One thing that's so significant about that number, $1 million more than Tatis got.
Participating in America's pastime has its privileges. Mm-hmm. It has the fewest American black participants based on the major sports. However, they have the best union and they get paid top dollar. So much so that they don't have a salary cap. Look at this bread, Jacoby. Of those 43 people, I'm pretty sure 41 of them could walk down the street respectfully and wouldn't necessarily draw a crowd if you didn't know who they were. The 26 NBA players probably fall in a different category, but it just fascinates me that two times more baseball players, in theory, make the big money over NBA and NFL players.
After knocking out Miotic, Francis Ngannou called out John Jones, and John Jones has responded about his demands of a potential matchup with Ngannou. He says that $8 to $10 million is not enough money to fight Ngannou, and you know what? I don't blame him. There's no amount of money that's enough to fight that man named Francis Ngannou.
That's where I was going. John Jones has been terrific in the octagon, made many questionable decisions outside the octagon. This is his moment of clarity where we realize that he's not insane. He's not insane.
He's like, I need to see another zero on the end of that if you want me to fight that, man. Moving on. The Jazz just continued their hot streak in the NBA.
Hit the brakes on this.
Oh, Reggie hit the music for you, Jay. Give it to him.
I'm glad that we're using this opportunity to highlight the Utah Jazz excellence. And like I've been doing the last couple of years, shout to Mike Conley, shout to the Jazz. But I want to take a second and shout, by the way, to my guy Jordan Clarkson. Stop Asia hate. But I want to make sure I say this. Okay. Give Ja Morant his flowers right now. I'm telling y'all. Because when Jaren Jackson Jr. returns, they're going to be a problem at the bottom of the West. I know y'all not talking about Memphis. Valanciunas has been playing well. They have Winslow on the squad. Dylan Brooks is one of the best three-point shooters volume in the league. I'm telling you guys, watch out for Memphis as the season progresses and they get healthy.
Jalen, the Bulls and Suns game had me up way past my bedtime. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
We know Devin is that dude. Shout to Booker. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
The Rockets jumped out to an early lead against the Nets, but it worked out in the end the way we expected it would.
Hit the brakes on this one.
We'll hit the brakes on this. One thing of significance was James Harden left the game around the third quarter with some hamstring issues.
I want to talk to the world about terminology and the things that you say out of your mouth have meaning. When you say super team, that means it could win without the addition. In other words, the Warriors could win 70 plus games without KD. This Nets can't be a super team because this squad won't win the East without KD. For y'all that have not been paying attention, my brother missed last season due to an Achilles injury. And fortunately for him, he's had more time to recover from that injury basically than any elite player in the history of the league. But this year, he now has a hamstring injury. And if you haven't looked deeper into the box score, he's missed more games than you realize. So therefore, I'll just say this. Adding LaMarcus, adding Blake, Joe Harris making great threes, Kyrie looking like Marcus Haynes. It's all beauty. No KD, no Eastern Conference crown.
I definitely think the Nets are a super team, but we can argue about that another show because we have to keep it moving to a big signing in the NFL for the Seahawks. Keep moving to hit the brakes.
Oh, let me see. They brought back Carson in the backfield, too. I like that. Lockett is a rocket. I love him going deep with Metcalf. But didn't Russell say he wanted somebody to protect him on the offensive line? Didn't he say he was the most sacked quarterback since he's been in the league? Yeah. Okay, so we'll keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving.
Snoop Dogg announced he's releasing a new album. Hit the brakes on that. Of course, he said it's called From the Streets to the Suites. What do you think he means by that?
All I know is anytime we can talk about the OG Snoop Dogg on the show, we're going to do that. And we got to get him back on to talk about his Lakers and if they're going to fall into a playoff game. Shout to him and the OGs from Mount Rushmore. Cube, E40, and Too Short. Go support
Mount
my
Westmore.
G's.
Mount Westmore. Mount Westmore. That is coming. Jalen Rose, our girl Paige Buckets, celebrated. She was named the AP Player of the Year after outstanding freshman season.
And also, she's a good luck charm for Gonzaga and Suggs, the superpower Jalen. The two best players in their respective support have a kinship that they're thriving. And I like to see UConn show Geno in a different light. You know, more lighthearted. You know, they're dumping buckets of confetti on him. They're messing with his hair. He's giving the team an opportunity to enjoy this journey. Shout to Buckets. You've been a joy to watch this entire season.
Here we are on opening day, yet the All-Star Game location is being discussed about moving. We'll tell you why that is right after this. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss it. It's Jalen and Jacoby.
Here we are, the two of us together.
The Sunday Showcase on ABC starts at 3 p.m. with Jalen Rose and the Countdown crew. And then at 3:30, it's the battle for Los Angeles. The Lakers take on the Clippers in the Staples Center. All that on ABC on Sunday. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, here we are on opening day, and there's an interview with President Biden, and he was asked about the MLB All-Star Game being held in Atlanta, and he said he would strongly support moving the game out of Atlanta as a reaction to the new voting laws that were passed in Georgia. Your thoughts?
Two words, stay woke. When people tell you to shut up and dribble or stick to sports, they understand that your voice resonates so powerful in your community that it can affect an election in Wisconsin, Georgia, Arizona, Michigan. So therefore, these players and Tony Clark, the leader of the Players Union in Major League Baseball, have a chance to send a message to the state of Georgia, who've changed 250 voter suppression type laws in order to try to make sure that they influence the next election. Let's see if Major League Baseball holds firm at its stance like basketball did when it went into the bubble. Those voices were heard.
Jalen, we have huge news in college basketball. An icon of college basketball, Roy Williams, retired after 33 seasons of head coach at the University of North Carolina.
A Hall of Famer, a legend, a champion. I played against him while he was at Kansas. Did a terrific job of modernizing UNC basketball in a lot of ways. How about giving the job to Jerry Stackhouse or to Kenny Smith? Put Rasheed Wallace. How about Vin Sanity? So many former players. Juwan Howard has laid the table. You see, Indiana had to follow suit with Mike Woodson. Stay tuned.
We'll be back tomorrow on ESPN at 2 p.m. Thank you so much for joining us on Jalen and Jacoby. You got to give the people.